Check, prova.
Lost and found.
E stasera abbiamo come band The Dead Milkmen, una band di Philadelphia che è cominciato nel 1983. E il genere che fanno sono punk rock, post punk e new wave e anche cow punk, un genere molto interessante. E si sono hanno acquisito fama con la canzone Punk Rock Girl, però stasera non la faccio ascoltare, a me onestamente non piace. Perché si sono fatti famosi con questa canzone? Perché andavo in rotazione su MTV quando era musica, cioè quando c'era vera musica, diciamo, non quel sì, non per dei reality dei show di reality e tutte quelle robe lì. E vabbè, iniziamo con la prima canzone che si chiama If You Love Someone, Set Them on Fire. Questi erano i Dead Milkmen con la canzone If You Love Someone, Set Them on Fire. Ho scelto questa canzone perché mi piaceva il titolo, quindi non musicalmente, però vabbè. Poi è uscito questo brano, è uscito nel 1990 con il loro album Metaphysical Graffiti, un po' si riprendono all'album di Led Zeppelin, sotto la Enigma Records. Adesso passiamo a un'altra canzone che io trovo il testo sia molto divertente, che si chiama I Dream of Jesus. My second senior year when mom found Jesus Christ. His spirit was trapped inside an old manischewitz bottle that mom picked out of the dumpster behind the 7-Eleven. Mom brought the bottle inside and set it down on top of the TV. Then she told all of us kids to gather around. And then she explained how Jesus lived in the bottle and how if she wanted to, she could call him out to do her bidding. Sis said it reminded her of an old TV show, and mom slapped her and called her a heretic. I didn't say anything, because I just still remember that time outside the Safeway, when I took four security guards to hold mom down. Jesus loves me, yes I do, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul. Okay, Jesus loves me, yes I know. It wasn't long before people from all over the world started coming to our house to see the bottle. First I thought that this would make me more popular at school, but instead it seemed to have the opposite result. Kids would stop in the halls and point at me and say, there's the boy whose mother keeps our savior cooped up in that tiny little bottle. And then everybody started calling me Bottle Boy, and that really hurt. It was also around this time that mom began to attract some pretty weird followers, like that guy who never used deodorant and spoke only in riddles, and that
collected 19th century handmade Amish swimwear.
Jesus loves me as I am, or the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, it makes me strong, that is why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, written in my soul of day, Jesus loves me as I am.
Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. As the year went on, things went from bad to worse, and I realized if it wasn't a big change pretty soon, I'd never be able to get a date for the prom. I couldn't go the year before because Mom belonged to a church and considered dancing a one-way ticket to hell. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, by this point, Mom had appeared on The Richard Bay Show, AM Philadelphia, and Geraldo. So there was no use in me changing schools since everybody knew who my mom was. Also, we had to spend all the money for Mom's personal appearances to hire a bodyguard, since by this point, we were getting about 400 death threats a day.
Jesus loves me as I am, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul will take. Jesus loves me as I am.
Then, one night, I just couldn't stand it anymore. While everyone else was sleeping, I crept downstairs. Slowly, I went up to the bottle and began to unfasten the lid. At first, nothing happened, but then the room filled with a thick, white smoke. I was glad my sister had taken the batteries out of the smoke detector to put near a Walkman. When the smoke cleared, I found myself face to face with the Son of God, who was much shorter than I'd expected. He told me that since I freed him, he'd grant me one wish, and that's how I got to go to the prom with Gina Davis. But you've probably already read about that in People.
Jesus loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. If I die before I wake, wait in my soul of faith, Jesus loves me as I know.
Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she has a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived.
Milkman con la canzone I Dream of Jesus. Questa canzone è uscita nel 1993 con l'album Not Richard But Dick sotto la Hollywood Records. Adesso passiamo a un'altra canzone che si intitola Chaos Theory.
Corporate scheme. I used to get up and go to work. I don't play
Questi erano The Dead Milkman, scusate. Prima il problema tecnico era stato colpa mia, perché non partiva la canzone. Comunque, sì, era colpa mia. Cioè. Questa era l'ultima canzone per Lost and Found, come ho detto, Chaos Theory. Questa canzone proviene dal loro album che si chiama Stoney's Extra Stout Pig, titolo un po' strano, uscito nel 1995 sotto la Restless Records.